Welcome to week 6 of Christchurch London's Lent devotional. Lent is a 40-day season that prepares us to celebrate Easter. Each week, we're praying as a church, asking God to ready our minds and our hearts to commemorate Jesus' death and resurrection. This week, we're reading from John's Gospel, reminding us of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem while he was fully aware of his impending death. Yet in every step he takes to the cross, he takes in love for those he came to save. But first, let us take a moment to still ourselves and be aware of the presence of God. Heavenly Father, we bring our attention to you now. Draw near to us as we draw near to you. John chapter 12, verses 12 to 16, and chapter 13, verse 1. The great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel!" Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it. As it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him, and that these things had been done to him. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Take a moment to consider this passage. Think about what part stands out to you and what God might be speaking to you about through it. To close this time of reflection, let us pray. God, my Father, who in your tender love towards humanity sent your Son to become human himself and to suffer death upon the cross, help me follow the example of his patience and humility and to be part of his resurrection life. Lord Jesus Christ, my true and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant me the faith to know you and love you, that I may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. In love you humbled yourself, taking the form of a servant, and in obedience died on the cross for my salvation. Holy Spirit, give me the mind to follow Jesus and to proclaim him as Lord and King, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.